We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We can leave it at that then. So injuries to both legs, not flown, but ambulance to the nearest trauma hospital. That's protocol.
Yeah. And the evidence fits that he was going really fast on a dangerous road. The story about him rushing to go somewhere makes a lot of sense. There was zero evidence of anything in his body or any kind of signs that he was on anything. So that can, you know, for now be put to rest. Sounded like a guy that was going very, very fast. Yeah. On a road that's very dangerous, which he's probably not that familiar with.
And now it'll be up to them if they want to reveal the injuries, right? So the hospital's not allowed to reveal the injuries because of HIPAA laws.
Right.
They're not allowed to reveal the actual extent of the injuries. And now it's up to Tiger Woods and Team Tiger to decide how much they want you to know.
Yep.
It'll come out pretty quickly because everyone in that hospital, I'm sure, is, you know, before I say that, some people might have some loose lips.
Yeah. Well, the agent...
That's how we always find out, right? Someone's got loose lips.
But I think they're going to talk about it because the agent was the first one to reveal leg injuries. That didn't come out from any kind of leak. It didn't come out from anything other than one of Tiger Woods' closest friends revealing that information.
Yeah.
So you would think we'll find out more about it. But overall, if you've been following this for the last 3.5 hours the way we have, the way a lot of people have, the first thought was the worst, and as more evidence and information has come out, it's a bad car accident. You don't want to minimize it, but lot of things felt worse 3.5 hours ago from a what happened standpoint to a health standpoint to everything. Yeah. You know, so that's the positive you want to find one in this
weird day. The only thing left for us to know is the injuries and the extent of those injuries, and Mark Steinberg and the Tiger folks have decided not yet. So there's nothing else to glean, I don't think, from that press conference to this point.
No.
And, you know, there was another accident, I guess, up the road with no injuries at all. I think he called those people Lucky Louies.
Yeah, I heard that. I was confused by what the heck was going on.
Oh, Lucky Louies. Like they were probably
staring at the accident as they were driving
by. Which, by the way, happens all the time and drives me nuts. I mean, there's an accident on the other side.
Dude, we all do it.
We
all, yes.
Do you really do it?
Yes.
I want to go home. I'm not doing it.
I do it every time I see an accident. I slow down.
What are you so curious about?
I want to see, Frank, honestly?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't want to do this to come across poorly. You look to see if something terrible happened. You're looking for bodily harm.
Yeah, I'm not looking.
I mean, that's why you look. Isn't that why you look?
I don't know, because I see cars slow down all the time, and usually that's the end of the traffic you've been sitting in.
Yes.
To me, it's like, all right, great, let's go.
You want to see how bad the accident was, how bad the car looks. God forbid there's an injury, you want to see it.
Yeah,
it's
I don't.
We have this need for gore.
And you just said something, Evan, that is one of the main reasons why I look, because I just sat in a half-hour traffic while other people were looking. Hell, if I'm not going to get a chance to look.
I get that.
I've been waiting for an hour. I might as well get my chance.
I want to see what they were all
saying. I want to see what everybody's looking at.
I'm going to pull an Evan here. I'm going to preface the question.
Okay.
You have to be honest in answering this question.
Okay.
If you've waited an hour in traffic because of an accident, do you root for something really bad to have happened to make the wait understandable?
No. In frustration, sometimes you'll go with, like, oh, somebody, this better be something
someone
severe.
Someone better have gotten hurt.
Right, you'll say that, but no, I would never hope.
Yeah, how about you?
Here's
the difference, and I mean this. I am so frustrated from sitting in traffic, I take a very different approach to my friend over there, C-Mac. I want to hit the gas and go. I don't want to take any more time than I already had. I've sat in traffic for that reason. And so as soon as I've got that crash, I hit the gas and
I'm gone.
But
you've never said, someone better be hurt for me to wait 45 minutes?
I won't even look.
I'm not saying you look. Have you ever said, this better be a real injury? It's cost me an hour of my life.
No.
Evan?
No.
Evan?
No.
A little bit.
Never.
Teeny bit.
Never once.
You and your family on the way to the Poconos for a ski trip to Blue Mountain.
No.
I don't know, wherever the wind.
Going to see the 715 takeoff from Hoboken.
That's a good one.
Someone better be hurt for me to have to wait 45 minutes to Grom pitches tonight.
No, here's what pisses me off. if there's an accident that's causing traffic, let it be on my side of the road. If it's on the other side of the road, why was there traffic?
Okay, let me ask
you
this.
We're literally slowing down to see something
yes.
that should have no effect on us. That drives me nuts.
You pulling up, you see a car 100 yards ahead of you, spin off the road. Drive right past or you stop?
I'd want to stop.
I didn't say
I haven't had that chance yet.
What do you do?
I haven't been put in that situation.
I think we all know Evan's answer.
What? That I drive off?
100%.
What would you do?
Stop and help.
Would you?
Call 911.
Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So someone in front of you spun off the road?
There was it's happened twice in my life.
See, I've never had it.
Only twice in my life. There was a truck on fire on Route 78. And I was still driving, but the back of the truck was on fire. Pulled over, the entire truck engulfed in flames.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So what'd you do? You pulled over and just dialed 911?
I took a photo of it, and I called 911.
Son of a bitch.
I put it on Twitter, even.
Wait, what did you do first, 911 or the picture?
I probably took the picture.
Wow.
I don't remember exactly, but I'm not going to lie to you.
Jeez.
And the other one, when I lived in Florida, I'll never forget this, there was a like a minivan flipped on the side of 95 in South Florida. And I came in slow, and two dogs, from the minivan, came right across the highway.
Oh, my goodness.
So I wasn't the only one.
Right.
Like five or six cars like myself, we all pulled over, really trying to get other cars not to hit these
dogs.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I think, to be fair, it's very easy to say what you would do in a situation you've never been in.
I know you do.
I've never been in this situation. Why would you assume that? Why would you assume that?
Someone else will call. Honey, and much like, you know, my Jewish brethren have this issue.
Right.
We're making great time. That's a Jewish thing.
Right.
Hey, did you make good time? You're a good time guy. Honey, we're making great time on our way to the Poconos.
What makes you say any of this?
Someone else will
call.
What
have I given you? What hints have I given you in the time we've worked together
yeah.
that I would race off and say blanket? Why?
Give me something. There's an opening. Here's Frank at Paramus on the Fan. Frank, good afternoon.
Craigie, good to talk to you again. Evan, you definitely leave. Craig's totally right.
What have I done to warrant
Evan,
that?
Evan, look. Craig's really a good judge of character. You should know this by now after these last few months.
He is.
And I definitely think you'd call 911, but...
Yes.
Okay.
You know, it's not something what most people would do. I was in law enforcement for 32 years, and to answer the first question... You have to stop and help people in need.
Of course.
You have to.
Evan would call 911. The operator would answer, what's the emergency? He'd say, it's a mile behind me, but I'm pretty sure a car needs help.
I can proudly say, Frank, I have never been in that situation yet, but if anything, this conversation is going to make me even more convinced that I would pull over and
would
stop.
You give me mouth-to-mouth to save my life?
Would I give you mouth-to-mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Come on.
Just checking.
To save your life, dude?
Yeah.
Come on.
You've solved the big problem today, Evan. Now you know that you will stop.
You're right. You know what? Craig kind of pushed me towards it if I was ever on the fence.
Yeah, but Frank.
Okay. So a little bit of shame's okay, guys.
There you go.
Frank, you know what the deal is? And here's the sad reality. We all want to think that we would stop to help, but the far majority would not.
I don't think you're wrong, and I think a part of that is it's easy to say what we would do in a hypothetical. Would we actually do that in that situation is the real question. So,
like, let's say you're on a plane and a guy starts running up the aisle towards the cockpit. Are you going to get out of your chair and try to stop him?
Evan's not going to stop.
How do you know? Frank, you're doing the same thing. How do you know that? I've never been in a situation to or not to.
Okay, so this one's going to sound a little far-fetched, but I actually am a contractor for the Federal Air Marshal Service. So I've got some experience in this.
All right.
It would be a rare occurrence for somebody to get up and go and attack somebody that's heading for the cockpit.
Right.
People just would not know what to do.
They kind of get frozen, right?
I'm totally with you, Craig.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, Craig, I'm totally with you.
Hey, real quick, I know you had an issue with the questions being asked at the press conference.
I did. And you know what? Why are reporters so incessantly stupid that they have to ask dumb questions? Just... You know, what did he say? How many of his arms were hanging off his body?
Right.
They're like ghouls. You guys are not like that. I love the show. You know, I've called before. Have a great night.
Frank, good job. Stay healthy, buddy. Appreciate it. Yeah, you know how I feel about reporters. The 90% of the questions are stupid.
Yeah, well, I think most reporters don't have any questions, so it's like, what do I throw out there? What do I say? What do I ask?
Yeah, if you wait long enough, an ESPN reporter was going to say, how does it feel? You know, that was coming. So by our count, ESPN put 14 different guests on over the last couple hours to talk about Tiger Woods. Including, I was not kidding, Rocco Mediate.
Yes.
I didn't make that up. I didn't just pull that name out of thin air.
I also saw Stephen A. Smith. You weren't making that one up either.
Because that's who I want to hear from.
I mean, what coverage. What amazing coverage. Now, we didn't listen to it. We have it on mute. But just the visual of it was bad enough.
Well, Tiger Woods was in an accident. It's not life-threatening. He broke his legs. Round-the-clock coverage. Shelley Smith, go. Tiger Woods was a great golfer. Rocco Mediate. I once played with Tiger Woods at a U.S. Open. Okay, great. Dottie Pepper. Tiger Woods was the greatest golfer I ever saw. Okay, like, what are we doing?
So you have no regrets from today's show that we didn't put on constant golf experts throughout the show? You don't think that would have been a better approach for our radio program today?
No, the only guy that I wanted to put on, and he wasn't available, was Jim Nantz. Not to talk about Tiger Woods as a golfer. We know what Tiger Woods is.
Yeah.
But he's the last guy to interview him, and he did it on Sunday. And a lot of people think Tiger came across as glassy-eyed and somewhat under it.
Yep.
That's the only guy we wanted to talk to.
I see an image that's making me smile right now, and it'll make you smile.
Hold on. Let me think.
Go ahead, guess.
Pamela Anderson, 1999, in a LeBlanc's beer commercial.
How did you know?
Oh, Billy. Billy Baru. What?
A line outside Madison Square Garden.
That's what I'm talking about.
A line outside of MSG.
And again, I want to thank Madison Square Garden, all of my friends over there, for delivering today 5 boxes of the greatest popcorn in the world, Garden Popcorn. It's on like Donkey Kong tonight against the Golden State Warriors.
And the good news is, in the line I witnessed, I only saw 2 Steph Curry jerseys. That's it.
Come on. Only for real?
Yeah.
Front running weasels.
Front runners? They're a 500 team.
Front running weasels. Front running. They bought those jerseys 4 years ago.
Hey, James Wiseman's back tonight, by the way.
So what? Knicks win by 30.
Really?
Just because God is good. Mm. That's right. Give yourself over to God. Life changes for you that instant. For all you heathens out there that work for the New York Post. Do you know what the New York Post did?
What's that?
I am not making this up. Tiger Woods related. The New York Post reached out to Rachel Yucatel for comment.
That's ridiculous.
Like,
for what?
Right.
For what purpose?
Like, what are we doing?
What is the thinking behind that?
Oh, Rachel, you had an affair with Tiger Woods. You're in the Tiger Woods documentary. You've been irrelevant in the last 10 years. Tiger Woods almost died in a car accident. Luckily, though, he only hurt his legs, and it's not life-threatening. Your thoughts?
Have you ever made love to Tiger Woods in a car?
Yes, oh, sorry. Thought you were asking me about a dream sequence I once had.
Sure. I can't believe you wondered if I'd give you mouth-to-mouth. Dude, if you're dying, of course.
Well, you know.
I mean, I wouldn't enjoy it, but I would want to save you.
I think you'd look around the room first.
No, absolutely not.
Tommy? Big Mac? Oh, damn it.
I mean, if the choice is you're going to die or I'm going to perform this function, I'm going to perform the function.
Well, you don't know if I'm going to die, but I could die.
Well, okay, but that's part of the
thought. Who'd you rather do it for first, me, Big Mac, or Tommy? Like, if you had to rank the order in which you give us mouth-to-mouth.
So I'm ranking this based on who
Don't be scared by the mustache.
So right. Good point. That tickles.
It tickles. It's a nice tickle.
Who's told you that? Your wife has told you that?
Yeah.
I really enjoy the tickle.
All right, good. Rank them.
What is it based on? Who I want to have survive the most?
There's 3 of us are flat out. We need mouth-to-mouth. We're unresponsive. You have to pick in order how you save us with mouth-to-mouth. Who goes first?
Now, it's probably going to be C-Mac because he's got 2 kids and they're young. And I got to make sure that they know their father.
I have four children. I guess they don't count. I mean, sorry, Lucky. Sorry, Anthony. Sorry, Sonny and Mickey.
No.
Uncle Evan hates you.
This is all your fault, Craig. What did you tell me a few weeks ago?
You said,
Evan, your sons won't even remember
they won't.
You. Okay. Stop. Okay. Right. Let that digest.
He doesn't want that to be the Tommy and Andrew McMonagle story.
Thank you.
God bless you, sir.
All your kids remember you. They know you. They get you. C-Mac needs his kids to remember him. So you remember that, C-Mac.
I did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And honestly, I'm probably the best one in a pinch. So to arouse me first so I can help with the other two is probably
a good point.
All right, so he wakes you up.
Yeah.
The water comes out of your mouth.
Right.
You're good.
Yes.
Now it's me and Tommy laying on the ground. You get to pick first. He gets the leftover. Who are you picking?
Well, he can go help his partner. I'll save the young kid.
So you'll save Tommy.
Yeah.
Wow. So you were last.
I'll save Tommy.
Thank you.
You were last.
I was last.
He picked you last.
Well, I guess they've been reading Marchand's columns.
Now, who would you pick first? I'm dying. Lugie's dying. C-Mac's dying. We know Lugie you're not saving. So between me and C-Mac, who are you saving?
First, I would film a 60-second TikTok video because we need to improve our TikTok numbers.
For sure.
We don't have enough views on that right now.
Right.
And I'd do a live poll because you like polls.
I do like them.
Who do I save first? Okay. Now, they're not turning blue yet. So I figure in about 30 seconds, whoever gets more votes, that's who I'm going to say first.
If you want more TikTok views, how about you take your shirt off and jump in the snow imitating Indy
Chavez? The snow's too hard. I saw you do it. It's like ice now.
It's like ice.
Not for me. Not for me.
So what are you going to do for the good of the show and our TikTok
channel? Aren't I already doing enough, Evan?
For the social media? No, not really.
Haven't I done enough?
Not really.
For the videos? For the videos. Damn it. Didn't I do a deal with Josh Richards?
Well, is that helped?
God, I got to do everything, apparently.
The most TikToked video we have is not you.
Didn't I dance with my wife for the thing?
Yeah, but me jumping in the snow, you got to beat that.
How many views you got on that?
I don't even know, but it was...
Over 60,000.
Was it?
That's the last I saw, yeah.
So then go do something.
How much did my wood chopping thing get?
Four or 40.
Four views?
Got a little less than Evan's.
Yeah, it was a little bit less.
How many does Evan have right now, Tommy?
Over, like you said,
over 60,000.
And yours is over 30, the wood chop.
All right, so my goal this weekend, or by the weekend, is to film a video that outperforms your video.
Here's the problem, Craig.
You're charging me with that responsibility.
Craig, here's the issue, and I don't know if you've got it in you, okay? I don't mind making an ass out of myself.
Have you not seen my career?
What video are you going to put out there that will make an ass out of yourself?
I already have an idea.
You're going to keep it as a surprise or let us know?
Well, I think I should leave it as a surprise because it'll boggle your mind.
Really?
That I do it.
Nice.
That just the first idea in my head is a guaranteed 100,000 view video.
Really? And when will it be released on TikTok?
Well, does it have to be on TikTok?
Where do you want to put it?
Was yours originally a TikTok video?
I put it on TikTok first.
But we put it out everywhere.
It went out everywhere. So if you want to do a total number,
I would do a video and you guys put it out.
Right.
I'll do it. You guys have to figure out where it
goes. Give us a hint what the video is?
No, because it gives it away
Does it involve, what kind of question would I ask?
A Speedo, maybe.
Is your shirt on? Is your shirt on?
For part of it.
Oh.
Nice.
Are you doing a striptease?
Negative, sir. All right, we'll see how it plays out. Tiger Woods is alive. He's not going to die.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Basketball Jones, you pumped for tonight's game?
Yes, I am.
Great. Talk to you later. Thanks.
That was it?
I'm just kidding.
Basketball Jones and Craig, I have news for you.
What's that?
Would you like some news?
Real quick, because we have a lot of calls. We got the Tiger stuff still going on.
Do you want to know if Julius Randle is an all-star? Because the answer has arrived.
Basketball Jones, do you think Julius Randle made the all-star team, yes or no?
Knowing the Knicks, I'd say... I'm going to say he made it.
He's going with a yes. Your phone sucks. I'll call you later. I love you. Is the answer yes
or no? According to Sham Sharnia, Julius Randle has made the All-Star team. Congratulations to Knicks fans. James Harden made it as well as a reserve. I don't think you want to hear the rest of the reserves. But here's the bottom line. Julius Randle is an All-Star. So congratulations.
Julius Randle deserved it.
Yep.
And he made the team. That's what I'm talking about.
So congrats. He did deserve it. Has had a tremendous year. And hasn't missed a game. He plays every single day, which I don't know much about. A lot of guys on my team.
Nice. All right, so there you go.
See, I take digs at my own
Something to celebrate tonight. And hopefully a big W against the Dubs That's exactly right. Here's Kevin in Pleasantville on the Fan. Kevin, good afternoon.
Craigie, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Evan, let me start off by saying you are one of the most smartest guys I've ever, with your analytics and the stats you can hold in your head, it's incredible. And Craigie, your talent on the air is unbelievable too. But I do want to say about Tiger.
Yeah.
Tiger's getting a bad, I feel like he's about to get a bad rap, and it's all going to get brought back to that drama that happened years ago.
Sure.
And he's been making a comeback for the past couple of years, especially with him winning the Masters, or, you know, him winning the tournament a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Not only that, he was just out on the course with Dwayne Wade the other day.
Yeah, Sunday. Or Monday. Excuse me, Monday. Yeah, right.
He's been doing everything right. He had the tournament with his son. That was all beautiful. He's been,
you know what it is?
Kevin,
I'm with you. He has made a personal comeback.
Yo, are we talking about personal or athletic?
I think he was saying that Tiger now has kind of become likable again.
Yeah, and I
The stuff with Charlie, his son was great.
But I don't think if what we have heard so far in the last 3 hours turn out to be the case, and that he was speeding and he was in a rush, I don't think that's going to hurt his likability.
No, that's what he's saying, that the first thing a lot of people go to is
sure.
The other stuff.
Oh, that's all we heard
this
at the beginning of the show.
This appears to be an accident that any one of us could have had.
Absolutely.
Now, let's hope that's accurate, but that's what it
appears
to be.
That's what the evidence is saying. That's according to Villanueva and the fire department. Like, there was no evidence of him on anything
right.
or doing anything. It sounds like a guy who was speeding. And look, we know the dangers of it. I mean, we speed.
Look, at some point today, we all thought the same thing as a possibility. We've all seen the video of that stop in Florida with the white shirt on.
Right.
A lot of us, maybe not all of us, have seen the HBO documentary, which was just a hatchet job, as if like Andrew Marchand was producing it. You know, like we've all seen it,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you'd be lying if you didn't think was there something else going on.
You think it. No question. I'm not denying that a lot of thoughts have gone through our mind over the last few hours. But just because someone has a history, let this be a reminder. Let this be a reminder. Just because someone has a history or something happened in the past doesn't mean that's what happened again. And so to look at a video of him talking to Jim Nance over the weekend or to cite what happened a decade ago, of course it's on our minds. I'm not saying it isn't. But what I am saying is that doesn't connect the dots. And as of right now, it appears to be a guy who was in a rush, who was speeding. That's what it appears to be.
Yeah, Mike is in Trumbull, Connecticut on the Fan. Michael, good afternoon.
Listen, guys, I am so with you, man. When I was coming home listening to you guys driving home, I turned on the Golf Channel. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so awful. Like you said, they were memorializing him like he was dead.
Yep.
And then they start surmising this and that. Well, listen, my main thing is, Craigie, I'm in your corner. They got to save you first.
Yeah.
CPR for Craigie. I'm telling you. Because, I mean, you're not sharing with Evan. So instead of, you know, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, it's Craigie's popcorn regurgitation. Enjoy it, Evan. Enjoy it.
Wait a second. So I should regurgitate or I should save Craig because unlike C-Mac, I'll get the taste of Madison Square Garden popcorn.
That's the only way you
get
regurgitated.
No doubt. You're getting MSG popcorn. That's the only way Craigie's going to give it up.
I got to tell you, Mike, it's a fair point, and it's making me think.
Good job on that, Mike. Appreciate it.
Very fair point.
As far as I can tell, it's the only way you're tasting garden popcorn. And normally I share everything with you.
Yeah.
But I do have a box here. I have, maybe a quarter of a box here.
All right.
And
I got to make a confession.
I even have a secret box.
A secret box?
Yes.
How many boxes do you have?
I have a secret box over here.
Hey, Craig, do you remember that commercial break where you had to go to the bathroom?
Yes.
I may have taken a kernel.
No,
or
you
two.
Didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Now you're just trying to say that. We all know you didn't because you wouldn't stick your fingers in anything I touched. Hack. Try that one.
Damn it.
Good try, though.
Me giving myself away like that? All right, so then why don't you hand me a handful of garden popcorn?
Because the answer is no.
Why?
It was no at 2. It's no at 3. It was no at 4.
Very selfish.
It's no at 5.
Very
it's
selfish.
No at 6.
Very, very selfish. All because I offered you, for those that are just tuning in, before we got the garden popcorn, I, out of the goodness of my heart, brought in Brooklyn Nets Barclays Center popcorn.
Yeah.
And he was so deeply offended that I would offer that.
Yes.
You're rejecting me from having garden popcorn.
I'm a loyal Knick fan. And that's all
and
I am.
Oh, really? So now it's the fandom.
That's right.
So if you went to Barclays Center for, let's say, a Nets-Knicks game. Let's say we went to Barclays for a Nets-Knicks game.
Yes.
I took you.
Yeah.
Somehow I get my season tickets back, and I say, I'm taking Craig.
Do I get to sleep on one of those couches?
Maybe.
All right.
And I offer you Barclays Center popcorn. Would you eat it?
No.
Really?
That's right.
You are so full of it.
I wouldn't. I'd have a Bacchigalupo burger, though.
Do they still have it?
No.
Yeah.
They got rid of everything that had my name on it.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm sorry, too. I love that thing.
Yeah.
I used to have my own concession stand.
I remember.
Oh,
I know.
Even had my own ice cream there. Carton Crunch.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I knew about the concession stand.
Yeah, I had my own ice cream sandwich there, the Carton Crunch. It was like a Chipwich, but with my personalized ice cream.
Do you think we could bring it back?
Not the way I've been talking about that.
Yeah, I was about to say. That's what I was leading towards. So wait a second. If we were offered it for the Brooklyn Nets and Barclays Center said, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's go Carton and Roberts. Hey, at least this time we got an actual Net fan that we can celebrate.
Yeah.
You would say yes or would you say no?
How much money is it? I think that'd be my honest first response.
That's the first response?
Yeah. Listen, we got a whole bunch of money the last time. So how much money they offer me this time?
Craig, I got some bad news for you.
Yeah.
I am not Boomer Esiason.
I know. I'm aware. I'm aware.
You go to sleep every night thinking that.
You're better.
Oh, I don't believe that.
See that? I made you feel good for like a split second. Like,
yeah.
He might really like me, Billy.
And then reality sunk in.
Here's Ed and Cortland on the fan. Eddie, good afternoon.
What's up, boys?
Hey.
So listen, what I just heard last segment, I had a different statement to make, but you guys just played a weird game of F, marry, and kill.
That's a great point.
Well, except we left out two of the three. I mean,
you guys, you first? Really?
I think we left out the F and the M. But I think we left the K in there for sure.
I mean, no, it was, yeah, basically it was the killing, right? Sure.
Yes.
So the shaving, if you will.
Can you imagine having to pick up the phone? Mrs. Big Mac, I'm really sorry. It was a coin flip. He lost.
I really wanted that regurgitated Madison Square Garden popcorn.
No,
I'm sorry.
You know what? It would go more like this. Mrs. Big Mac, listen. He didn't share the veal shank. And that's it.
Lamb shank, and I offer.
Pardon me. He didn't share the. He didn't share your folks' lamb shank with us. He had to go first. That's all. Selfish bastard. Now he's dead.
Evan chose regurgitated popcorn over regurgitated lamb shank. It was a poor decision.
Hey, there is a good story involving the Knicks, not just out there at the Garden tonight, but as Evan just told us, Randall has made the All-Star game. And, you know, everything aside, well-deserved, well-deserved.
Absolutely.
And TJ's in Brooklyn on it. TJ, good afternoon. How are you, bud?
Craigie, great to hear you back on the air.
Thank you.
We have some similar friends from New Rock back in the day.
Name one of them. Tell me one of them.
Which one of the Bergens you want me to name?
Danny, oh, Billy, Timmy man. Bergen, my main man. Yes.
I hung out with Danny. So
got it. Okay, great.
Quick question on North Avenue. What place do you think Craig would have went to, or we would have brought Evan to back in the day?
Well, we would have gone to Beachmont for sure.
Yeah. I think so. Would he have survived Gary's?
No. No.
Why wouldn't I have survived Gary's?
Because Gary's was the place when we grew up that you could drink with no ID at 12.
Right. They threw you out.
There was no kitchen, but somehow you could get wings once in a while.
if you were nice to Eddie Brady, he gave you whatever you needed.
No, Eddie Warblow. Eddie Warblow.
Well, and the Bradys were around there, too, though.
So okay, yeah.
Back in the day.
So, it was a great place. It's where we all kind of became young men.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's nice to see that a mall is now where Marty and Lenny's used to be. So, hey,
yes, my Albert Leonard Junior High School prom is at Marty and Lenny's.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure Craig, I know we know some similar
people. No doubt.
But, hey, I'm so excited about Randall. I've been very into the Knicks this year. I know Obi's dad from Austin. And,
cool.
You know, it's solid that Randall plays every night. This guy comes to play. The right attitude on this team. Thibodeau's made a huge difference. And I will say this, Craigie, I do miss the burger. I was one of the Islander fans who had Barclays tickets living in Brooklyn.
There you go.
The burger was key.
The burger was great. It was called the Bacchigalupo Burger.
What was on it?
It was a burger, chicken fingers, fries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn it, I should have had that.
It was dope.
Not bad.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day, Evan.
One day.
You know, if January becomes February, and February then becomes March.
Right.
And the success, like a locomotive,
oh, I
just keeps going. Maybe one day you'll be fortunate enough to have a concession stand at MCU Park.
Oh, MCU Park. I was about to say, it ain't happening at Barclays with the way you trash the Nets and their popcorn.
You know, if I could pick it, if it ever was ever going to be on the table again, it would be Yankee Stadium, Citi Field, and the Garden. That would be great.
What about MetLife Stadium?
I'd rather be in the MetLife parking lot. Yeah.
Because you don't think a lot of people enjoy the concessions,
dude,
at a football game?
I am convinced that all these teams that have parking lots, so I'm not referring to the Yankees at all here, because they sure don't, right?
Right.
That if they put up like a badass barbecue tent in the parking lot, tons of dough.
But don't you think it's more...
And then none of them do it.
But don't you think it may be more effective with football than baseball? And I'll tell you why. Because baseball is the kind of slow-moving game where people love to eat during the
game. Not because of that.
They get their hot dogs.
Not because of that.
Why?
Because while there are some people who I know do tailgate for baseball games.
Right.
Some do. Like, I have close friends who tailgate for
people
sure.
People do, but it's not nearly
as
common as
It doesn't lend
football.
Itself as much as football.
Yeah.
Like, you'll go to a 1 o'clock game, a 4 o'clock game. You're there 7, 8 in the morning. So it lends itself more to that, but I think it's a home run. The Carton and Roberts parking lot barbecue.
You know, I've been to many baseball stadiums, and there's this one baseball stadium, Miller Park in Milwaukee, that jumped out at me about something that I think you'd appreciate. I drive up to Miller Park. Dude, I never saw so much tailgating for a baseball game in my entire life.
Yeah?
The parking lot was... I thought I was at a football game.
Random game?
It was a Mets-Brewers game.
Just nothing
in
special?
In the middle of August. Nice. And it was just jam. And the smell, to die for. Oh, they were cooking some kind of broth. I mean, everything you could think of.
So maybe you guys can help us out here. Here's your choices. A guy has a story about President Grant riding a horse. Another guy has a story about Evan putting his hand in my box.
Uh-huh.
Which one do you want?
It's got to be Grant. Are we kidding?
All right. Cody's in Bellport.
You didn't go Grant. You son of a...
Cody, good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, my God, John. Evan's hand is lopping Craigie's box. Yeah. The show includes Craigie, the Sherrod Collins friend, and Nikki P, the magic man.
Yeah.
Yeah, super dude.
Yeah, no doubt.
Love to love you. Happy you guys are
Thank
on.
You.
Get to the next one. Fit them in.
That's it. 1 month at a time. January, done. Winners, losers. February, underway. Who knows? I'd hate to have to come on in like March 8th and go, son of a bitch. You whores cost us February. That would suck.
By the way, Mike just tweeted about Tiger. Do you want to hear what he had to say?
Mike Francesca?
Yeah. It's up to you. If you don't care, I don't know what to say.
Is he doing a typical Francesca eulogy?
I mean,
wasn't as good as Nicholas. Tell me he references Nicholas in this tweet.
It was very basic.
Good.
My thoughts and prayers go out to Tiger Woods for a complete recovery.
Oh, thank God for that. Now Tiger's going to make it.
There you go.
Selfish. Egotistical.
I only said it because I know you hate those kinds of tweets.
Because there's no disrespect to Mike. Mike's a wonderful guy.
No, it's not Mike.
When people put tweets like that out, it's about them.
Yeah.
It's not about anyone else. Oh, that's so kind of you. Oh, I agree. Heart emoji, 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 emoji. I love those. Thoughts and prayers. Okay. Well, you think Tiger's feeling that right now?
I tell you right now, I'm looking at the mentions. I don't think it's a lot of, hey, that was great. There's a lot of other things in there.
Yeah, probably, hey, he sucked compared to Nicholas, right, Mike?
There's a few.
Yeah, like, God forbid Tiger died. He couldn't hold Nicholas's jock in the majors, but he was pretty good.
One guy's pissed off that Mike did not tweet a eulogy for Rush Limbaugh. I noticed that.
Like,
how could you not tweet a eulogy for Rush?
Well, listen, when I said that Rush was on that Mount Rushmore thing, I got hate mail on that.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous.
And I was like, Limbaugh, I'm not saying I agreed with the guy. I'm just saying, don't even get
it.
Don't even get into it.
The guy's, no, because
don't
it, pisses,
get into
no, it. It pisses me off. Forget the politics. He's an icon in radio. Can we take a step back and just say that? Like, can that be said? I just did. I'll do it again. Yeah. He's an icon in radio. Period. Yeah,
two of the Mount Rushmore guys were awful human beings.
Who?
Him and Imus.
Oh, that yeah, yeah.
Awful.
No, I get you.
I guess you could say I'm a bad guy too. I'd have to take that.
But we never figured out the fourth for the Mount Rushmore. We knew Howard, we knew Rush,
yes,
we knew
did,
Don
really.
Imus.
Paul Harvey.
Is that what the book decided on?
Good day. Good day. Paul Harvey had more listeners than all of them combined.
Yeah, but didn't he do like a 3-minute news bit?
Good day. He did like 25 minutes a day. Good day.
Yeah. So
you know the rest of the story. Yeah. You don't remember that.
No, I do.
Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
I do remember. When I listened, though, in fairness, because I was really listening in like the early 2000s, it felt like it was 5 minutes. Like it was not 25
Well, they did
minutes.
Shorter than his son started doing it for a while. And then when he passed away, it was like,
I got the fourth. You ready?
Let me guess. Is the Grease Man a wadadiddle? I'm slaying him in Nam wadadiddle. The Grease Man. No? Or was it Soupy Sales?
I was thinking about Soupy. No, not Soupy Sales.
Was it Opie and Anthony?
It was not Opie and Anthony. No offense. It was not
no
you.
Offense.
Was not Mike. Was not Dog. I give you the guy. And I'm
it's not O&A?
It's not O&A.
O&A weren't around long enough. But if they had another like 5 or 10 years, not even a question.
Dude, we're talking Mount Rushmore here. Yeah, I'm not giving you
time. I'm telling you, if Opie and Anthony stayed around for another 10 years on the radio, they would have been that show for sure.
Okay.
But they hate each other now.
Yeah. Do they still?
Yeah.
I thought they made up.
No, sir. I don't believe so. I don't think so.
Do you want to guess my fourth guy? Your radio
guy. I have absolutely no idea.
It's not you. No offense.
Marconi.
You want me to tell you?
Sure.
Art Bell. Bang! You know Art Bell?
And Art Bell.
Art Bell at 2 in the morning talking about aliens? Yeah. Art Bell at 2 in the morning talking about, you know, crazy stuff? Sci-fi stuff? Mm. Art Bell's a legend.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.